In previous coronavirus aid packages passed by Congress,
there was a lot of discretionary room left to USDA.
USDA's chief economist Rob Johansson says under the original CARES Act, as far as an aid program for farmers, which became CFAP,
we had a lot of liberty on how we would set up that program.
Getting help to as many producers as possible, as fast as possible, was the legislation's driving force, and USDA had the authority to determine what producers would get how much assistance in the so-called CFAP program. But Johansson says in this new bill just signed,
Congress took it upon themselves to be a little bit more deliberate about how they wanted the money spent. That certainly makes it easier for us to design the programs when Congress is clear about what their intent is.
The bill sets out specifically where the $13 billion in the ag section of the bill should be directed. For example, it directs $225 million to specialty crop producers, up to $3 billion for livestock producers who had to euthanize animals when COVID-19 took their markets away. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.